at SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Fighting continues in Gaza amidst charges and countercharges.
The Hamas-run health ministry has accused Israel of directly targeting the Al-Shifa hospital this morning with missiles. The Israeli forces maintain that the hospital is sheltering Hamas tunnels, Hamas command centers, and Hamas fuel.
That's BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reporting. Also on SRNnews.com, with the Israel-Hamas war in its second month, a sense of desperation has strained Gaza's close-knit society. The desperation has even emboldened some Palestinians to vent their anger against the ruling Hamas militant group. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a long-anticipated meeting next Wednesday in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's according to two senior Biden administration officials. Mr. Biden and Xi have no shortage of difficult issues to address in their first engagement in nearly a year. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin will not seek re-election in 2024.
The decision by the West Virginia Democrats stirs speculation whether the GOP might regain his seat next year. Manchin has been the lone Democrat to win numerous statewide offices in recent years amid a strong GOP base. Manchin has benefited from his business roots in the Mountain State's coal industry, which has led him to oppose coal-cutting measures in President Joe Biden's agenda, especially prior to last year's midterms when Democrats needed his vote to exercise the vice presidential tie-breaking power. Manchin has served in the Senate since 2010 when he succeeded the late, long-serving Robert Byrd. George Williams reporting.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell suggests the Fed is in no hurry to further raise its benchmark interest rate. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 92 points. This is SRN News. If you work at HHS, you must embrace transgenderism.
According to a memo made public on X by Roger Severino of the Heritage Foundation, all employees of the Department of Health and Human Services must address transgender coworkers by their preferred pronouns. That means at one of the Biden administration's cabinet-level departments, your eyes may tell you the truth, but your mouth had better say the lie, or you will be at risk of losing your job. Some experts say the policy is ripe for a legal challenge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups are split on whether or not to identify as religious. According to research from Miami University, pro-life organizations fall into one of three camps. Some are openly religious, others are religious but don't mention it, and a small proportion outright reject the use of religion. The latter group frames abortion as a human rights issue. This is SRN News. At a meeting between top U.S. and Indian diplomats and defense chiefs, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the scope of cooperation between the two countries is vast.
Together, our diplomats, entrepreneurs, and students are expanding our partnership in new domains, including clean energy, artificial intelligence, and semiconductors. Our increasingly strong ties give us all hope for the future of this partnership and for our common efforts toward a more secure world.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited his southern military headquarters as he assesses the state of his country's forces in Ukraine as the war drags on toward winter. It was Putin's second public visit to the headquarters in less than a month. He was accompanied by the defense minister and chief of general staff. More details at SRNnews.com.